football on off the ball.
We gave away one sloppy goal, and then one, to be fair to our players, the referee points for a goal kick and the players stop, and then he allows the play to go on and they score off the back of it.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we look ahead to the second of a St. Patrick's weekend doubleheader of fixtures in the League of Ireland. Waterford boost their defence with the signing of a former Ireland international. Manchester United take another step towards the Champions League, whilst Spurs stop the rot by taking a point against Liverpool. But first today, there's a full round of fixtures scheduled to take place in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division this evening. Derry City arrive in the capital to take on an informed St. Patrick's Athletic at Richmond Park. The pressure has heaped on their boss, Tiernan Lynch, after they suffered another defeat at home to Shelburne by 2-1 on Friday night. St. Pat's, on the other hand, are on the back of 4 wins in a row. They came from behind to beat Drogheda United 4-1 in a live commentary game on Off the Ball last Friday. Head coach Stephen Kenny told our own Phil Egan that his side need to keep their feet on the ground.
We know it can go the other way also, you know, because that's the nature of football. And so our feet are firmly on the ground, and we know we're going to have to really go again Monday. Quick turnaround that, and make sure we're ready to go on Monday against Derry, who obviously a very, very experienced squad. So we'll have to dust ourselves down and look forward to that.
Kick-off in Inchicore is at 7:45. There's another Northside Dublin derby taking place tonight. Tolka Park is the venue for Shelburne's meeting with Bohemians. Bows won 1-0 at home to Galway United on Friday night, thanks to a Patrick Hickey header, which kept them top of the table. Shells had a good away win over Derry, thanks to goals from Jack Henry Francis and Daniel Kelly. Joey O'Brien's side recorded a big away win last time out in this particular fixture, thanks to a late goal from Kieran McEnroy, which booked the Reds' European ticket. Kick-off at Tolka Park is at 7:45. Drogheda United have been on a rotten run, losing all of their last three fixtures. They welcome Shamrock Rovers up the M1 to Sullivan and Lamb Park for the first time since they were beaten on penalties by the Hoops in last year's FAI Cup quarter-final. Drog's boss Kevin Doherty told Phil Egan on Friday that his side are in a time when everything is going against them.
You have to pick them up and go again on Monday against Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, another easy one, yeah. That's the look, as I said, that's football. You have good days and you have bad days, we've had plenty of good, but...
Is that a good thing, though, having the game on Monday?
Yeah, of course it is, because, again, if it's... Because even last week, I was very disappointed with the performance in Sligo. And even then, sometimes I'm too honest, I say, like, I was thinking during the game, right, at least we've got that reaction. Because, again... What I did say to the players before the game was, we can't control the result, but we can control the performance. And I was so, so happy with the performance. But for the collapse, and that's what it was in the second half. And look, everything seems to go against us. But again, similar to Shells, bounces off the post, come back out straight to their player and score. And we missed the penalty. Like, but sometimes when those things are going against you, they're going against you. But we can't hide behind luck or anything else that's happening. We have to do our job better on the pitch.
Stephen Bradley's side arrive at Drogheda off the back of a good 2-0 win away to Sligo Rovers, but will be without captain Pico Lopez, who misses the game through suspension. Kick-off in Drogheda is at 7:45. Dundalk recorded a thumping 5-0 win over Waterford on Friday night to give the Lilywhites the first win of their season. Kieran Culluff's side jumped up to 5th in the table and have lost only once all season. Sligo Rovers have just one win of their own this season and have lost 4 of their opening 6 games. John Russell's side were 2-0 winners when the sides last met in the FAI Cup second round at Oriel Park last summer. Kick-off at the Carrick Road venue is at 7:45. 8th place Galway welcome basement side Waterford out west this evening. John Caulfield's side pipped the Blues last season to 8th spot, meaning Waterford had to survive the relegation playoff. Kick-off at Eamon DC Park is at 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, John Daly's side have been boosted by the signing of former Republic of Ireland defender Kevin Long. 35-year-old Long joined Toronto at the start of 2024. Has been a free agent since the 2025 MLS season ended last October. He started his career with hometown club Cork City, earning a move to Burnley in November 2009 on a 3.5-year deal. In 2015, he made his Premier League debut under Sean Dyche, coming on as a first half substitute away to Newcastle in a 3-3 draw. He was called up to the Republic of Ireland squad in 2017, making his senior debut against Mexico in a friendly in New Jersey. Long earned 16 further caps for his country, scoring once in 2019 against Bulgaria in a 3-1 win at the Aviva Stadium. Troy Parrott was back amongst the goals yesterday ahead of the Ireland squad being named this week. The Dubliner scored the first and assisted the second and third of AZ Alkmaar's 4-0 win over Heracles. On yesterday's Sunday kickback, Vinnie Perth joined Stephen Doyle and spoke about how he has transformed his game.
Just to finish, we obviously got word of during the game as well, Troy Parrott's brilliant performance. We saw the goal that he scored for AZ Alkmaar today against Heracles. They've got two more matches before that big World Cup qualifier playoff against Czechia. They play away to Sparta Prague, so he's going to get a feel for going to Prague and trying to win a big game, and then that's away to Sparta in Europe, and then they play Groningen in the Eredivisie before he meets up with the Ireland squad. He got two assists as well today. Like, listen, everybody's praying Troy Parrott's going to be okay, especially after poor old Evan Ferguson had to go for surgery this week. But I was talking to you off mic about how Troy Parrott, when you think about when he broke into the under 21 side under Stephen Kenny, he was maybe looked at as a player who would play in that line of three behind the striker, maybe not as an out and out centre forward. How has he transformed in that time, in those few years? Because it looks like you could play him in any role up front.
I think Troy growing up was for me probably was a centre forward. I think that's the challenge with, it's a wider discussion, but it's a challenge with maybe people felt other people or had two or three centre forwards, and we adapted players as opposed to our system underage. And I remember watching playing under 17s, I think he was down in Longford one day, and he was playing on the right wing when we should have just changed our system underage and played a 4-4-2. But anyway, I think Troy is an out and out centre forward, or he's what they call now a 9.5. He can do it all. I think you'll find today when people see the goals that AZ scored, some of his link up play and his sort of assists are there as well. So he's playing in a league that there's a little bit of freedom for him to go and express himself, but he sees that moment. He's in brilliant form. He comes in the next couple of weeks. We just want to wrap him in cotton wool. We shouldn't even talk about it, but touch wood, he's not injured. He comes in because he's in great form. It's been a long time since we played that we had that special weekend where we played Portugal and Hungary and everything went our way. But at the same time, imagine the players are rocking into camp really buzzing, looking forward to meet up again. You can put all the stresses of your club form to one side and just go in and enjoy them.
And that is available for you to listen back to in its entirety in your OTB football podcast feed for free. In the Premier League yesterday, Manchester United were 3-1 winners over Aston Villa in our live commentary game as calls grew to make Michael Carrick their permanent manager. A win over a direct rival reinforced their third position in the table. Our return to the Champions League looks increasingly realistic, and Carrick doesn't sound like he would turn down the chance of becoming the permanent manager.
I'm in this position at the moment, doing the best I can, and loving it, obviously, and keep pushing for more. You know, we want to make the team as good as we can. We want to keep improving everything, and whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But in terms of conversations, we get on great.
Liverpool failed to capitalise on the fact that Chelsea and Villa both dropped points in the race for Europe this weekend. Richarlison scored late on to earn Spurs a vital point at Anfield after a Dominic Szoboszlai free kick had given Arne Slot's side the lead. Reds boss Slot says that both him and his players have to galvanise ahead of Wednesday's Champions League tie with Galatasaray.
It's now up to me and the players to take that frustration to Wednesday evening and show the fans the performance and the results they deserve, because they've been supportive throughout the whole season to us.
Meanwhile, Liverpool midfielder Dominic Szoboszlai has told his teammates to wake up or they risk missing out on Champions League qualification. It's the 8th time this season that an opponent has scored against them in the 90th minute or later. Szoboszlai agrees that his side must improve.
8-9 games to go, I really don't know. And if we keep going like this, next season we should be happy if we play Conference League. Last season we became champion, and this season we are not performing in a way that we should be.
Spurs stopped the rot under their interim boss Igor Tudor. It leaves them 1 point above the drop zone. Tudor's been under pressure, but he's not listening to the noise.
Just losing energy about thinking what will happen. Don't give you nothing. Never. In this job, in football, in life, nothing. Just focus on now.
Elsewhere yesterday, Nottingham Forest and Fulham finished scoreless as did Crystal Palace and Leeds. Manchester City's huge Champions League task has been made more difficult with Kylian Mbappe and Jude Bellingham included in Real Madrid's squad for tomorrow's last 16 second leg. The Spanish side take a 3-0 lead to the Etihad Stadium. Mbappe has missed Real's last five matches with a knee problem, while Bellingham has been out for more than a month due to a thigh injury. Brentford manager Keith Andrews says his players have dusted themselves down after the disappointments of crashing out of the FA Cup and are focused on a strong Premier League finish. They lost to West Ham on penalties in the fifth round of the competition last Monday. Tonight, they can keep their European hopes alive with a win against Wolves. Andrews says the lack of a cup distraction could be helpful.
Now you know very clearly that you've got nine games to go, so makes it pretty simple in terms of our preparation, in terms of what it looks like up until the break. After the break, we have an extra week, so we'll try and use that time well.
Wolves manager Rob Edwards says there's a different energy around the club compared to when he first arrived at Molineux. They remain 13 points from safety, but can make it three straight top flight wins with victory against Brentford tonight. Edwards says wherever they play next season, he wants to do it without negativity.
We as a football club need to try and remember again how to win games and try and make the whole place feel a bit lighter and brighter, which I think has been happening more recently. But whether that's inside and outside, I think we need to try and lift the cloud.
Rangers boss Danny Rowell says there are eight cup finals to go as his team contests a thrilling race for the Scottish Premiership. The 1-0 victory at St Mirren means they're only 3 points behind leaders Hearts and one off champion Celtic. Rowell says it was great to win again after three consecutive draws.
Yeah, reaction. I think Derby looks better now after this game, not more. Eight games to go and we have to prepare the next one. This is all about the next now. We can be happy, but now we have to go again and again and again.
Elsewhere in Scotland, yesterday Dundee and Dundee United drew 2-2 in the derby. Sunderland defender Dan Ballard's been included in Northern Ireland's squad for the World Cup qualifying playoff against Italy, despite suffering an injury scare. He went off in Saturday's Premier League defeat against Brighton. Michael O'Neill's handed a first senior call-up to 19-year-old Liverpool winger Kieran Morrison. They play Italy in their playoff semi-final, and if they win that, they will face either Wales or Bosnia to book their place at this summer's tournament. The Asian Football Confederation says, as far as they're concerned, Iran will be playing at this summer's World Cup. The US and Israel's war with Iran has put the country's participation in doubt. Donald Trump has said it wouldn't be appropriate for them to take part, while Iran's sports minister has suggested they won't compete. But Windsor John, who's Secretary General for Asia's football governing body, says they're not looking for a replacement.
It's a very emotional moment. Everybody's saying a lot of things. At the end of the day, it's the federation who should decide if they're playing. And as of today, the federation is playing, has told us that they are going to the World Cup.
That is about all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. We'll be back with more on Wednesday and wishing you all a very happy St. Patrick's Day for tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.